Are we ready? Good evening, and welcome to the Falcon. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween to you all. I couldn't find my costume, so I brought this costumed band for you here. This orchestra. So before Ed starts, I'm going to do my regular rap. This is the artwork of Maria Lago. It goes good with Halloween, doesn't it? It's very cool work. Let's give it up for Maria Lago. I think it's breathing now that it's Halloween. And our motto is support living artists. Consider buying work from Maria. Support your local artists in your communities. Support your local musicians. Right on. And support the musicians at the Falcon. This is a big band. They travel far and wide to come here for you, your entertainment. So please be generous. We suggest $30 per person tonight. Throw 50, 60, 100, or 3 or 6, whatever you can afford. But please try to be generous. I want to keep this going for a long time, so we need your generosity. The house never takes a cut of any of that money. Buy food and drink. Support me. And with your generosity, we bring you great music. Robbie Dupree tomorrow night. Jack Grace Band for brunch Sunday. Maria Mulder on Sunday night. Way past midnight. She's going to do Midnight at the Oasis 40 years later. And there'll be a multimedia show for that. But great shows all of the time. But tonight, two sets of great music with the Ed Palermo Big Band. So let's show them some love.
Don't know where it is.
You know, frankly, that's a good idea. I mean, I think this band would be better if I was in charge. Ed never plays any of my arrangements. I could play all of mine. I could do a full night of the Knack. Finally get around to the Air Supply medley. I think I'm going to do it. I'm taking over. Guys, we're going to play my arrangement of Zombie Wolf. How about that?
Chairs, but there's no place like Falcon.
Mr. Zod, sir?
It's your band. Jazz has been good to you. You will learn.
Bruce, I have to tell you, you have to do me a favor. I need you to take over the band for the rest of the night, for a while. I'll tell you why. Turns out, someone broke into the famous Marlboro Zoo and had released all of the animals. They're out there roaming 9W as we speak, and I've been enlisted as part of my community service to find them and capture them. Can I trust you to lead the band?
Of course, sir.
One stipulation.
Hey, stop talking. We're doing a play here.
One stipulation.
Yes, what's the stipulation?
You don't only do my arrangements, not your arrangements. Do I have your word?
You have my word.
Then I must go.
None of your
to none of my arrangements. None.
I'm going to choose to ignore that. I must go, but before I go, I have to tell you, I need some exit music.
He's gone. I've made a promise, though. Ah, screw it. Let's do my arrangement of Zombie Wolf.
Thank you.
good to be in charge. The power that Ed must feel. Well, it's not really that exciting, but I mean, it's there, it's something. So, let me introduce the next arrangement that I've done.
Thank you. I'm sorry. May I say a few words, please? I mean, I don't know who the leader of this band is, but anyone could do a better job than you're doing. Let me just say that.
Are you saying a monkey could do a better job?
I'm saying a gorilla like myself could do a better job.
I'm saying you're a chimpanzee.
I'm a fucking gorilla.
All right.
I've been hearing Tarzan and people. And Jane Goodall said that shit for years. I'm a fucking gorilla.
Maybe you self-identify as a gorilla. But to me, you're just a monkey, a myopic monkey, no less.
I am the king of the jungle.
I
just heard from one of those Italian gorillas in the back say something. What did you say again? I could have sworn he just told me that the lion is the king of the jungle. Did I hear that right? Is it me or did I hear that right?
I believe he said that. Yes.
Yeah, the lion. Blow me. Anyway, the fucking gorilla. We are the king of the jungle. That's what we are.
Okay? All right, Chippy.
Now listen, I love this. I'm actually just running away with the other animals and escape from the Marlboro Zoo. I don't have that much time, but I would like to do another song of mine if you would allow me to, you know, hit your cue.
Hey, monkey.
So what's up?
Well, just wanted to know what you think about spiders.
Ah, I'm afraid of spiders.
Chimps. Chimps, you shouldn't have them as pets either. I mean, we've all seen what happens, and so I got to talk to Tony Falco about that. Don't let him live up. Mickey Dolenz or? Back to our regularly scheduled Halloween-y program.
My nightmare, I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong. Nocturnal vacation, necessary sedation. You wanna feel at home, 'cause you belong.
Sinister midget, and a bucket, and a bucket, and a sinister little midget, and a bucket,
and I'm off. Oh, it's a sinister little midget. Fuck it, and I'm off. Where the blood goes down the drain, and it sinks so bad, the stone's meant to be made. In the room where the giant fire went, the torch never stopped. The torch never stopped.
Because
got speed, turn it on. What I need to roll my lawn. You're my steed and I ride till dawn. And the main vein bleeds till the shake is gone. I'm in the saddle, I'm in the race. I try not to rattle, but fit the pace. But struggle, you set your space. You stop and then you stick it in my face. Stick it in my face, stick it. Go fast! Behind, I ain't done yet. Too inclined to stop and rest. As my pace and heartbeat, my heart to death. I ain't a yokel, but Lord, I swear. This ain't the local, it says somewhere. But the flat on my cycle, you got no spare. You're stopping there, taking over there, put your finger there, put it go.
Gorilla with a very profane mouth that walked around here. Is that true?
No, it was a,
is that true?
It was, no. It was a chip.
No, I was told it was a gorilla.
I'm giving up on this one.
No, I heard it was the king of the jungle, a gorilla.
The king of the jungle is the lion.
Oh, blow me, man. Anyway, regardless, no matter what it was, I'm still on the lookout for this thing, but I really, really just love the sound of the band. I'm going to stay up here for a while. But I just got to make sure, Bruce, did you stick to your word? You're only doing my arrangements, right? Because I thought I heard something that didn't sound like anything I ever wrote.
All yours, yeah.
Is he lying or telling me the truth? All right, good. All right, oh, someone said
he lied. Love a good mutiny.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's a Frank Zappa song called 50-50.
Thank you. makes you smart are the ones that mother give you. Don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
Bruce McDaniel, Grace Slick on Coco.
Step by step, grow longer, till it's just like stepping.
in another world.
Thank you.
or Mr. Zod. You've been a trusted friend. All the whole set, you've had only my interest at heart. And I really appreciate that. Listen, I have to go back out and search for the gorilla. So.
Chimpanzee.
Yeah, whatever.
Chimpanzee.
Anyway, I may not survive this. So if I wind up in a hospital and you have to identify me, I want to make sure I look good.
Good plan. Do you have clean underwear? Just if you wind up in the hospital.
No.
No.
No, but clean underwear, no. But I would like a nice shave.
That I can do.
Ah, you're in a merry mood again today, Mrs. Zod. A little splash of bay rum would be quite nice.
For the ladies, I assume.
Because in all of the whole human race, there's gonna be there two kind of men and only two.
There's a one stained foot in his proper place, and the one with his foot in the other one's face. Look at me, Mr. Kobe, look at you. No, we all deserve to die. Even you, Mr. Kobe, even I. Because the lives of the wicked must be made brief for the rest of us. Death will be a relief. We all deserve to die. And I'll never see my big band. No, I'll never hold my end to me. All right, you, sir, how about a shave? Come and visit your old friend, Sweetie. You, sir, welcome to the grave. I will have vengeance. I will have salvation. Who, sir? You, sir, out in the chair. Come on, come on. Sweeney's waiting. I want you, leaders. You, sir, anybody. Gentlemen, now don't be shy. Not one man. No, not 10 men. Nor a hundred. And a 20. I will have you. And I will get him back, even as he gloats. In the meantime, I'll practice on less honorable throats. And my Lucy lies in ashes. And I'll never see my head again. But for what wait, I'm alive at last. And I'm full of
gentlemen, the second set, the saga continues. Will Bruce McDaniel, or Sweetie Zod as his alias is, will he succeed in getting rid of Ed Palermo for good, and will it be his band? Well, we're going to find out the next set. Before we go, we'd like to play a Frank Zappa song called Son of Mr. Green Jeans.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. We'll be back in about 15, 20 minutes. Thank you.
Folks, and keep coming out and supporting the Falcon. So we're up to see what happens to with Zweeney Zod. The Demon Barber of my 9W. And the zoo in Marlboro had an escape, but Ed is on the case.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. The saga continues, but before we go, I just want to say we are selling product. We've got a brand new Oh No Not Jazz t-shirt. So Oh No Not Jazz is the new Zap album we have out. We also have yet a newer album than that where we play the musical Paul Butterfield. Do you remember when the gorilla slash chimp played the saxophone away the set? Well, that's off the album that we did called Electric Butter, okay? And anyway, so so Susan's sister, Ignatius Susan, is going to Susan Ignatius, one of the two. She's going to explain to you what we're selling. But basically, t-shirts and CDs. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very exciting night. I had no idea this was going to happen. I met two very special people tonight, backstage, and they're going to come out. Please put your hands together for the two special people coming out right now. Let's go.
Watching the show.
It's incredible.
There was a gorilla backstage. There was a chimp. So
I'm flabbergasted, John, that you're I'm speechless. Please, just do whatever you want to do.
I might want to stay speechless.
That's John Lennon's
acerbic
wit that everyone knows about John Lennon. Put it together, ladies and gentlemen, John Lennon.
Here's the song I used to sing in the Cavern days. Haven't sung in a long time.
Oh,
Thank you very much.
Johnny Nyoko, ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Nyoko! Woo! Who knew? Who knew? You know, I gotta say something. I just had this brainstorm, okay? Seriously, before you go, before I get to say, some of you may realize
we're not going anywhere.
Okay. I'm sorry, John. But, you know, earlier we were playing some Stephen Sondheim. Who here wants to hear Yoko Ono sing Send in the Clown? Come on! Come on!
It starts, isn't it rich?
John Lennon arranged that. John Lennon, who knew? Who knew he had those that kind of chops? All right, before we continue, I want to introduce the people in the band. All right, our saxophone section from this end to that end, we have Barbara Cifelli. Daniel Claude. Clifford Lyons. Philip Tex Chester. Bill Sweeney Todd. On bass trombone, we have Jake from State Farm. He's ready at any time to sell you bogus insurance. Go see him. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Lee Trombone. We have Rastamon Carl Leiden. Stand up for your rights, Carl. Stand up for your rights, okay? Yeah. From Amerinet, New York, Daniel Linden. On second trumpet, we have David Smith. And on lead trumpet, Ronnie Bicaboli. On organ and whatever else that instrument provides, Ted Cushion. Job just like everyone else in the band. I'm incredibly lucky to have this guy in the band for the last 35 years, Bob Quaranta. On bass, the one and the only, Paul Adelman. And on drums, we have Ray Luscious Marchica. Violin right now, ladies and gentlemen. Yoko Ono! Bring the band on down behind me, boys. Okay. Earlier tonight you heard Sweeney Todd, aka Bruce McDaniel, mention in one of the songs, the Evil Prince. Yeah. Well, the Evil Prince is here tonight, folks. So put your hands together for the Evil Prince.
The rubble of vanishing dreams.
spray. Take out the garbage. It's the last ride. Our little game is over. It's the last ride. It's time to take you home, and we can't cry, 'cause we've seen it coming. No use running.
Thank you.
has won.
The gym.
Oh, the gym. Okay. I've always wanted a big band. It's finally mine, but it's finally can do the music that I want to do. And the music that I want to do sounds a little like this.
One, two,
one.
Thank you.
Monkey Man too. He needs it. Oh, Aunt Jemima. If you get sticky Jemima sauce on him, he'll never get it out of his fur, but still, he'll be so happy to caress you and have you caress him. Oh, the monkey's so happy. A happy monkey is a fun monkey.
That Palermo is dead. In fact, I saw him back then, and I went over his lab. Of course, he didn't have anything in there. But the good news is that I am the new leader of the Ed Palermo Big Band. I'd like to thank you all for coming. I just want to let you know that we are selling CDs back there and T-shirts. This is how Ed Palermo came on.
Thank you. media. Can you hear the sound of the stereo? The subliminal might fuck America.
Thank you, everybody.